Okay, so after Shlishi's drama, the horrific loss of Nadav and Avihu, Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Osam V'Teisei Eish Mivnei Hashem V'Tochal Osam. So Revi is essentially the show must go on. I don't mean that in a crass way, but it's a remarkable Aliyah where Moshe is directing Elazar and Itamar, as well as his brother Aaron, in terms of the Korban Mincha, Kadshe Kadosh and Mimakom Kadosh, and Kadshim Kal and Mimakom Tahor, as we see, Vayidaber Moshe al Aaron, Vayel Elazar, Vayel Itamar, Banav, and Otavim, Kichuas HaMincha, Noseris, Meishay Hashem, Vivichu, Matzos, Eisel, Mitzvayach, Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, so that's the Kodesh Kadoshim, where it has to be in Nifne Minaklam, Vachalta Musa, Mimakom Kadosh, Ki Chokcha, Vachok Banacha, Hi, Meishay Hashem, right, Rashi points out the chazei hatznufa. Tznufa, by definition, is molech omevi. Shokatruma is malo morid. We do both to both. Ramban has such a beautiful hayara. He calls the shokatruma not because of the malo morid factor, but he says, the fact that all the shlamim, the chazei and the shok, go to Aaron, to the kohanim, that was consecrated in the Yimei HaMiluim. Remember, the Yimei HaMiluim is the only time where the Chazeh and the Shok are separated. So Ramban says, so the Chazeh was only different from the rest of the Basar by virtue of the fact that it was subject to Tnufa. But the Shok was actually part of the Emurim on that day, right? The Shok was not part of Moshe's Mana. So because Aaron and his sons are always Zocha because of the patterns that were established to be Yimei HaMiluim, so even though they get the Shoka Truma, as opposed to the Horasha of the Yimei HaMiluim, where the Shok was part of the Ishei Hashem, was burned in the Mizbeach, it's still always defined as such. It's the ultimate Mishulchan Gavoha Kazachu. So that's a good good thing for you guys to know, that there's a Chiluk, in Bimahus, according to the Ramban, between the Chazeh and the Shok, which is, a product of the Yimei HaMiluim. So there, Tochud Makom Tahor, right, that's Kachim Kalim, so it can be anywhere in the Machane. Rashi says, Tahor Minam Mitzorayim, Atav Venachom Nosach Haidach, right, it's not just Zichrei Kuhuna, B'Soch HaKlaim, but it's, B'Nos Aharon as well, Ki Chokcha V'Chok Benecha Nitnu Mizivchei Shalom Ebnei Yisrael, etc. So I just wanted to key in on this expression, Banav HaNotarim, give the interpretation of Rav Rashi, and give the interpretation of the Gemara in Yuma and Pesayin, and develop a little bit of a different approach, Me'inyan HaTiyoma. So Rashi says, HaNotarim min ha-misa, melamed she'af aleyem niknes ha-misa l'avon ha-egel, hu shenamar v'aron yisanaf ha-shem od ha-shmido, ve'en ha-shmad ha-laki lo'ibanim, shenamar v'ashmid, nisa pasuk in Amos, Imperial Mimal, Tfilaso Shel Moshe, Batla Mechza. Moshe was able to turn back half. Shenemar Vespelal Gambat Aron Baisei. It's like a chilling Rashi, because the entire premise of the first number of Aliyos, right, was Aaron's sense of dread about the Egel, Kravel Mizbeach Vasei, right, to the Kilakach Nivcharta, we already discussed, the Egel Ben Makar Lechatas, and now here the Egel it is, rearing his head as Aaron feared. But even beyond his worst fears, it wasn't just that he wasn't going to be able to stimulate the Shechina to descend, but, something far graver than that, the loss of his own children. It's not just the Tavnes Shor Shalom Yisbeach that the Ramban speaks about. So that is, Rashi's approach, that Elazar and Itamar were, in a certain sense, Udmut Salmeyesh, thanks to the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Yuma goes in a different direction. Tanya Shreya Mitzadikim Ladayin Shizoch Latmos Shizoch Levnei Levnei Amad Kusov Kol Adoros Shekama Banim Hayulal Aron Shirun Nisarif Kinada Veaviu Shneamar Hanosarim Ela Shamad Lahem Zuchos Avihem. So it was the Zuchos of their father. This is a simple reading of the Gemara that enabled their survival. It's a fascinating, dynamic. Rashi is saying that it was the Avon of Aharon that was responsible for the pall which was cast over Elazar and Itamar, and Moshe saved them. Here, right, it's Aharon Zuchos Amad Lahem Zuchos Avihem that is saving Elazar and Itamar. It's a fascinating idea. Amad Lahem Zechus Aviyam. Oh, there's all kinds of questions about that Girsa in the Gemara, but we have kind of an opposite interpretation than what we found in Rashi. I just wanted to say, I think that Pshuto Shel Mikra, but also something which I think can resonate very deeply for us as we mark Yom HaShoah tonight, is that, you know, for everybody involved, obviously for Aharon, and for Elazar and Itamar as well, they were forever defined by what happened to Nadav and Aviyu. Their lives were changed. Vayedaber Moshe Aharon ve'Elazar ve'Itamar banav hanotarim. They knew very well that they were the surviving sons, and being the surviving sons imposed new responsibilities on them. Of course, it would bring Elazar into the Kuna Gedola, but it increased the burdens on both of them. Right? The jobs weren't divided four ways, they were divided two ways. There was just far fewer people to achieve the same responsibilities. Biyad Elazar, Biyad Itamar, Ben Aaron HaKohen, as we say so often in Sefer Bamidbar. It created a sense, it created an increased responsibility, but I think also psychologically creates a sense that Banav HaNotarim, that we're still here, and Kichen Suvesi, these are, you know, these are the things that we have to do. We have to, you know, carry the burdens in that much more of a way. We all have to do that much more. We all have to take on a greater chelak, a greater sense of responsibility in light of the fact that we are the Banav HaNotarim, we are the Sheirid HaPleta. So you don't even need me to draw out the Nimshal here, you know, in terms of Yom HaShoah. The Tzivos Hashem, you know, were severely depleted. And it's not just the 6 million, but when you do just, you know, the simple math of, you know, how many Jews are there in the world today, and how many Jews, you know, it's a frightening number to think about, right? 6 million just by, you know, natural linear growth. We're still not at replacement level of, you know, 18 million or so Jews that were in the world, you know, on September 1st, 1939. So that creates a chalos for all of us of Banav HaNotarim, in a sense of increased responsibility to carry the burdens. As Lichtenstein put it in his famous essay of Imo Anochi V'Tzara, right, to pick up the baton that was struck down from their hands. That's really the notion of Banav HaNotarim. They were forever shaped by that dramatic moment. Their sense of responsibility was dramatically increased. They had a much greater sense that now the responsibility was theirs to carry forward in terms of the Avodas HaMikdash.